thank you very much. You're probably wondering why I have so many banjos on stage. It's just a big ego trip. Actually, I think of my banjos as my children, which means that one of them is probably not mine. And now I'd like to take a moment to recognize the band. I do that because I've been out of it before and it's been a completely different band sometimes. Ladies and gentlemen, on mandolin, the great Mike Gugino.
And I also play the mandolin.
I didn't say turn it into a novel. And ladies and gentlemen, on the five-string banjo for the Steep Canyon Rangers, Mr. Graham Sharp. That's Graham, as in the cracker. Oh, that's awkward. No. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I've been
involved. What an amazing tale of triumph over hardship. And ladies and gentlemen, the unsung hero of bluegrass, the bass player, Mr. Charles Humphrey. We love having Charles on the road with us because the bass also doubles as a refrigerator. Now, you may have noticed a bluegrass band has no drummer. That's because the rhythm is created by the instruments themselves. Mike, give us a little example of that. But there's a downside to traveling around with no drummer. No pot. Spirit of full disclosure, this is my iPad set list, in case you're wondering what this is. All bands use a set list, and we are no different. This is my $600 set list. My audience is demanding it. By the way, the Rangers, they are an independent band. I do not think of them as my band. I think of them more like I am their celebrity. Every band should have one. And when you do an independent show in your own, you use a set list, right? And what do you use?
A piece of paper.
Actually, this is good because I can tweet from the stage. Let's see. Crowd is especially hot today. Laughing out loud. LAUGHT, and I'll abbreviate loud. LOU, period. Okay. Actually, this is not an iPad at all, but a very early iPhone. Got an email coming in. Stop talking and get on with it. You die quad. Anyway, we are going to feature Mr. Graham Sharp on this next song, the title song from my first album, The Crow, for which I walked away with the Grammy for Best Bluegrass Album. Then later, I found out I had actually won it. And on this song, it's an instrumental, Graham is going to play some very difficult, for him, harmony banjo. Going to do a featured solo, and I will